This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we go again. Round and round we go. And where we stop, I think Jennifer knows. I'm Doug Steffen. I know where to stop. I know where to start. I'm starting the next hour. Jennifer Horn is here to do that, along with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington for another overview of reality in the world. And Jennifer has her fingers on the pulse. Jennifer?
I do.
Real. Yes.
Well, what's real is Governor Cuomo is getting a little bit of blowback for some comments.
New York Governor Cuomo?
Yeah. New York Governor Cuomo, not to be confused with Chris, who's on CNN. Right. President Trump actually getting a hold of this and firing back after him. Andrew Cuomo said that he was doing like a bill signing. And during his chat, he was at the podium. He gave a little speech before he signed this bill. He said that America, quote, was never that great. And he made kind of an offhand comment as part of his rebuke of President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan during the event in New York. But the line actually made the crowd gasp. You can hear them on the video going, he said, "We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great to begin with."
Yes.
So President Trump, of course,
uses
that opportunity.
Ambitions for you, sir. Good for you.
Yeah, he's one of the people that they're looking at for 2020. In response to that remark, Trump tweeted, "We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. Can you believe this is the governor of the highest tax state in the U.S.? Andrew Cuomo having a total meltdown. Now, Cuomo, of course, then fires back at the president, saying, "Real Donald Trump, what you say would be great again would not be great at all. We will not go back to discrimination, segregation, sexism, isolationism, racism, or the KKK.
Where does that come from, though? Where is it the America being great, the suggestion is, if I'm hearing it from Cuomo correctly, that Trump is the worst of the worst, and he's responsible for all of that stuff?
No, I think he's saying that we've had all those problems in the past, and if we're making it great again, then the reference is that, you know, all of those things existed in the past. I don't really disagree with him. I don't know. I've always kind of felt that way, that America's had, like, a lot of bad things happen in the past. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of kind of negative things.
We are the greatest country on this planet, and when you wake
up
every
single
day... We have
a lot of negatives, and we have a lot of positives.
You should be thankful as a woman that you were born here and not anywhere else on the planet.
I'm not saying I'm not thankful for where I live, but I'm saying as a woman, a lot of crappy things happen to women in the past here.
Yeah.
So saying that we want to make it great again, like it used to be in the past, it wasn't
again.
Great for women.
What's used to be? When? What period are we talking about? This is a very general conversation.
I think where we are right now in our history is the best it's ever been for women. So I don't want to go back to any time in the past.
But we're also,
especially.
Right, but we're also in the middle of the Me Too movement. And so you can make the argument, yes, it is the best time ever for women. Or is it? Or, you know, I agree. I totally see what Kara's saying about this. And, Jen, this is not about, like, not liking America and not being grateful where we wake up every morning. It's totally not that. But we can't have a Pollyanna view of just saying, oh, well, you know what, we're better than everything else, and so that's good enough. We have to strive every day to be better. And to make it great again, it does imply reverting back to ways that things in the past. And a lot of stuff that's coming back right now, you see this white nationalist crap coming back, the KKK,
that's not coming
neo-Nazi.
Back. There's like
they're
two
back.
People doing that. No, but they're just getting covered by the media. They've always been there. They're not coming
not
back.
The,
There's not a resurgence. It's just that they're getting more media
attention.
That's
not true. Attention.
Look at the sheer numbers. It's not. This is not like some big growth or bubble. It's how
when
people
you look
are being
at the
made aware of it.
But when you look at what's going on with social media, this is a lot. They're a lot more vocal than they have ever been. And a lot of people say that it starts from the top. No, but a lot of people say that it starts from the top and that those movements have been emboldened by President Trump. And a lot of things
not a
he has said... Well, look, we don't know if he's a racist or not, but I'm just saying there are a lot of things that he has said that has made people on those fringes that didn't feel like they had a voice or a platform before, a lot of them do feel like they now can say things that they couldn't say when Obama was president. So
I celebrate the country that allows gay people to walk freely amongst the regular population and doesn't kill them and murder them and throw them off a balcony.
Okay, well, that's
extreme.
I
support a country that allows me to get up in the morning and not put on something that covers my face and my entire body and get in a car and drive myself to work and have a job and be
a
contributing member of society. I support a country that
actually
has... This
is not America versus Karen. I think you're turning it into something that we're not saying it is.
This is not personal. It's not personal. It's just I think there is something about the younger generation of people that somehow don't realize or maybe they don't want to realize, I don't know, that how great we actually have it here. And that for many people in the world, we sound like jerks when we complain that our country is so bad. Sure, we're not perfect. Sure, we have stuff in our past. Sure, we should always strive to be better. But we need to realize the blessings that we have being in this country. And I would say that when we say make America great again, it's more about a culture of people wanting to strive to do exactly what you're saying, be better for so long. And what I feel, at least is the message behind make America great again, is that people are complacent, taking what the government wants to give them. They don't want to come here to chase the American dream and get better and provide more for their family and do better than their parents did and on and on and on. That's the American dream that I think we talk about when we say make America great. Great again, reinstill that fight and that drive into people who lost it over the last 20 years.
Okay, well, that's not the message that it's always, that's not the way it's always interpreted by people who are not a Trump supporter.
That's
it. And I think that needs to be acknowledged too.
It's interpretation. We're talking about words that can be interpreted differently according to a person's experience. We all experience things differently. Age has something to do with it. Sex has something to do with it. Whether you have money or whether you're hungry, there are all kinds of variables that enter into our lives that are sometimes simplistically overlooked by people who either make this arbitrary yes or no or good or bad. There always is a haze. There's always in the middle someplace where we have the good and the bad, if you will, somewhere in between there is the reality. And I think that there are a lot of things going on in this country right now and have gone on that are extraordinarily frustrating to people who have lived through a lot of challenges, whether they're personal challenges, whether they are challenges we've all faced together. September 11th comes to mind. But there are so many things here that bring us around to realizing that we have great resources. Do we use them all well and do we use them all properly? No. And one of our resources are, maybe the strongest resource, in fact, is our people, men and women who are of purpose, who are of good intention, who have love in their hearts and have worked hard to make something of life for themselves, for their family, help the country. We are very simplistic sometimes, and I get that. There are some things that are very complex, and yet we are treating them simplistically. I think some of these slogans that we come up with, where you hear people come up with, like, make America great again, what does that mean? It's kind of like following a Target truck. And look at the slogan. Look at any big company, and you follow the trucks on the highway. They always have four words in their slogan. And because that's how we think, we have been, because of the news media, the entertainment media, because of things that have entered into our lives here, we are much more simplistic. And I'm not suggesting or saying that that's negative. It just is we are simplistic in our understanding of things that sometimes are very complicated. Does America have a great history? Yeah. Have we sucked when it came to a lot of things that are important for human rights and human dignity? Yes. Black people have suffered. Women have suffered. There are a lot of things.
Plenty of gay people have been, and just to go back to Jen's point, gay people can, in most places, walk down the street and not be harassed or not be physically abused, but that doesn't happen everywhere.
No, but it's not unique to
America.
Not
long ago.
It's not unique to America.
But the government's not throwing them off of a balcony. These places, look, in Venezuela, people are trying to struggle to go into a grocery store and find a loaf of bread. In China, people can't go online because they don't have freedom of the press. Look at what we have in this country. We have a press who is definitely definitely not afraid of our government, who goes in and sometimes even to the brink of being disrespectful, will go in and challenge the government. These are things, while we may be driven crazy by them, are things that we should be celebrating. We should be celebrating that the government isn't lining people up and shooting them because they're different.
I get all that, but so we have to deal with, we're comparing apples to oranges here. We have to deal with what is actually happening in our country. And it's not unpatriotic. I would argue it's actually patriotic to question where the country is going and to move it forward. And it's not, I get this implication that because we're, Kara and I are challenging that it's not a great place for everyone in this country right now, that we're somehow unpatriotic. And I take a lot of issue with that. And I don't think that challenging the status quo and then comparing it to another country that doesn't have a loaf of bread. Do I feel sorry for people in Venezuela and other countries? Of course. But that's not my reality. We're dealing with America. We live here. And we've worked hard as citizens to make America as good as it is. So it's, I feel like it's, I don't know what you're implying. It kind of feels like you're saying, like, we should just step back and just be grateful that we live
first
here.
First of all,
no,
that's not
that.
Anything.
I think she's saying that.
No, and you know, the thing that drives me nuts is that we have to be able to have this conversation without you thinking that this is a personal attack on you or on Kara or on anybody. This is about people in general, and I think it's actually people who are a little younger, so probably right in your generation, who question how great this country is. Look, we can have these conversations because this country is that great. Do I think we're perfect? No, I've never said that. Do I think there's room for improvement? Absolutely every single day. There is no doubt in my mind that we can get better and we can be stronger. But it doesn't take away from the fact that every morning I wake up and go, God, thank God I was born here instead of anywhere else.
Right, but I think we all feel that way. I think that's sort of the base. You know, if we're kind of doing a litmus test here,
I'm glad that we all do. But when you say, I don't think that America was ever really great, which is how this whole debate started when Kara said it. When I heard this, I agree with them. America was never really all that great. Well, I take issue with that because I'm proud of our country and I think it was.
It's comparative. It's comparative. Compare it to other states in the world, and it is. There is no utopia here. My son and I have this conversation all the time. He'd be listening to this conversation and say, yeah, to Kara and Victoria. He and I have this conversation very frequently.
I'm not discounting America. I love my country. It's not that. I think that it just becomes
Could
simplistic.
We do better?
And this goes back to Doug's point that we can't. This is a complex issue. We can't have a cut and dry. Well, it's either this way or it's that way. You either wake up and love America every single day, or you don't, and you're
Time's
not patriotic.
Up. It's 19 after the hour.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supply, see store for details.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes for you to choose the font for the tattoo of your girlfriend's name, Tara.
The swirly one.
Begin tattooing and get a breakup text from Tara as you finish the last day.
Can you make it pterodactyl or something?
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 tattoo minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Thank you. water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she won't like a woman who talks like a man.
Had to shake it up a little bit with the Kinks here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I celebrating the 50th anniversary with a special release. We're not releasing it, the Kinks are. They've announced the release of their iconic album. The Kinks are the Village Green Preservation Society, which will drop... There's something to chew on for a while. It drops down the 26th of October. The album, which was not a commercial success at the time of its release in 1968, included the singles Starstruck and the Village Green Preservation Society, both of which failed to hit the Billboard charts. But if, crank this up a little bit. I kind of like the sound of my ear. Sounds kind of kinky in a way. Now, one of the most influential albums from the Kinks and their catalog, now that's what this is considered, full of songs crafted during difficult times by a band close to falling apart. Critics say the Village Green Preservation Society announced Ray Davies as one of Britain's greatest songwriters, delivering a narration of growing up and the decline of the national culture. Sounds like the conversation we were just having a few minutes ago.
Yes.
It's a 50th anniversary special edition, including previously unreleased tracks like the Time song. It's kind of old, but it's new again. Only heard once in public, live performance in 73. The references to Ray Davies, who has been the leader of the group, he says, quote, when we played a concert at Drury Lane in 73 to celebrate us about to join what was called the Common Market, I decided to use the song as a warning that time was running out for the old British Empire. Again, that sort of sounds like the conversation we were having a little while ago. He says this song was recorded a few weeks later but never made the final cut on the Preservation Act 1 album. Oddly enough, the song seems quite poignant and appropriate to release at this time in British history. And like Europe itself, the track is a rough mix which still has to be finessed.
That sounds exactly like what we were talking about in America.
yep, exactly. The single version of Time Song is going to be available on the new deluxe box set, including extra sleeve notes, interviews, photographs, stories of the album's production, release and cultural impact, all that stuff. It's called the Village Green Preservation Society, which will be available, actually it's available now for pre-order. Dropping, as I said, in October. The Kinks. All right, cut from that same cloth, same era, generally speaking, Aerosmith. And the news from their camp today is that they're heading to Las Vegas, set up shop there. Steven Tyler announced Wednesday the group will kick off a Las Vegas residency at the MGM starting next April. We want to bring a show in there we really can't do on the road on a regular tour, he said. And so Steven Tyler and drummer Joey Kramer and Ray Tabano, the drummer, formed Aerosmith in Boston in 1970. They're considered one of the best-selling American rock bands of all time. 150 million records have been sold. Won a Grammy, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001. Last year, Aerosmith announced it would be canceling the remaining four dates of their Aero Verderci baby tour because of Tyler had some medical issues, right? He must be all right now.
He's okay. He seemed fine. He sang on the Today Show, so he seems back to normal. I think he had some sort of a throat thing, but they never
That's
really
what I think. Like a polyp or something?
Yeah. They never really said what it was.
Yeah. All right,
maybe it was precancerous, I don't know.
Aerosmith moves ahead, as do we at 28.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump revokes the security clearance of a former CIA chief who's been very critical of President Trump's decisions and behavior. Now that former intelligence official John Brennan says,
Mr. Trump decided to take this action, as he's done with others, to try to intimidate and suppress any criticism of him or his administration.
Brennan speaking on NBC News.
This is not going to deter me at all. I'm going to continue to speak out.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that it was done because Brennan lied to the American public on a variety of sensitive issues. Jurors begin deliberating Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud case today. The jury hearing closing arguments yesterday. Manafort facing more than a dozen charges of fraud and money laundering. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
JV Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara Schillen at our controls in Washington, D.C. And lots of stuff trending, but Victoria, you say it's all about those fish, huh?
Yeah, this is not a great story at all. Between 2,000 and 3,000 farmed salmon have escaped the confines of Cook Aquaculture's Newfoundland location and are now somewhere mixing and mingling in the wild. Salmon farms like Cook's are called open pen farms. They place large nets in an area in the ocean, and it raises very high densities of fish to the market size. Cook Farms has said that a rope came undone in two places, opening large holes in the net, which allowed the salmon to escape into the open ocean. Cook did not alert anyone to the breach, however. It was local fishermen that began noticing that farmed salmon were mixed in with their wild salmon.
How do you find that? What's the difference? How do you tell by looking at a salmon? Okay, this guy's a farmed salmon, and that one over there
well, they
is
do
a
look
wild salmon.
They do look different because the farm salmon are also injected to have their to turn pink because they lack the nutrients that a wild salmon has.
See,
and so they're artificially colored.
I think this was planned. I think the farm salmon are tired of being held
breaking
back,
out.
And they
right.
break out. It's like going into Orwell's 1984.
They want to make salmon great again, by God.
Yeah.
They're getting out of here.
Well, here's the thing, though. So the local fishermen are now worried that this is actually going to negatively impact the wild salmon. Cook Farm says that it's now with the partnership of the Department of Fisheries attempting to round up the lost fish. Now, if that doesn't sound like the most ridiculous thing, let's round up the lost fish.
Round up those fish.
Now, Cook Farms, this is one of the largest farm. Anytime you eat farmed salmon in America, most likely it's coming from Cook Farms. This is a huge operation.
Like Driscoll, most of the fruit that you see now, the commercial fruit grown
and they have,
from Driscoll.
Right. And so they also have a West Coast operation. Last August, they had the same breach, and the Atlantic salmon, which is what farm-raised salmon is. Atlantic salmon, anytime you see that on a menu, you know it's farm-raised. You don't even need to ask the waiter. They had the same breach in the northern Pacific, and they say escaped farm fish are actually more likely than the wild to be infected with parasites and viruses. Now that they're mixing and mingling with the wild salmon, they can actually spread these diseases, and they can ruin the wild fish population. The Wild Fish Conservancy in the Northwest called last August breach an environmental nightmare. That was a direct quote. And Bill Bryden, who's a Newfoundland-based salmon researcher and opponent of open pen farming, says he also believes that Cook's estimate of the number of escaped fish is wrong. They say it's 2,000 to 3,000. Apparently, though, the pen contains 75,000 fish at the end of 2017. So if Cook didn't report this, the fishermen found out about it and have reported it. Obviously, they're really trying to downplay what this damage is. But if it's even half of the 75,000 that were in the pen, that's a lot of damage being done. There's no way they're going
to
round up. There's no way they're going
to
round up.
Of course not.
And then the other thing is now if local fishermen aren't really, let's say that they're catching in nets, then what they're selling as wild caught salmon is actually escaped convict salmon. So I don't know. Then you're not really getting what you're paying for.
Nope.
Because you're paying a lot more for wild-caught salmon than for farm-raised.
Well, but they don't, you know, you made a distinction. It's very interesting, the difference between Atlantic salmon and Pacific salmon, and knowing how many people went, the restaurant doesn't want to tell you it's farm-grown, so they say Atlantic to be, you know, sort of, to be authentic, but they're not going to make a big deal out of it. They're not going to say it's farm salmon. How many people have you seen looking at a restaurant menus? Oh, I'm looking for farm salmon. Have you got any farm salmon, please? I'd like some of that.
Well, and so the other thing that I'm seeing now on menus in New York, and it's partially better. There are some farm-raised systems in Europe, in Scotland, Scottish salmon, in England and Ireland, where they are doing a much better job than what the traditional farm-raised salmon is over here and farm-raised fish in general. So there are, I think they call them biodynamic salmon or something like that. They're coming up with new names for it.
Biodynamic. That's good. That's what we want. Let's say hi to listener Chuck Casson, C-A-S-S-O-N, lives in Bellevue, Kentucky. Nice to have you on board, Chuck. Thank you for listening to the DJV program. Jennifer, what's the story with the body scanners being installed? Is it the subway? Is it the train line? Is it like the line that I take out to Santa Monica? Where are they? This is the first in the country to put these things. Well, can you imagine? Let's just, I want to know about L.A., but doing this as she describes it, Victoria, imagine this that she's about to describe taking place in New York. All right, Jennifer.
Well, it's going to take place in New York, actually. This is happening in Los Angeles, and it will be carried out across the country for security. And this started, maybe 6 months ago, they did a test on our metro. This is the subway, so the underground subway that you would travel on to go to downtown Union Station. You can go to the Staples Center. You can go to the Pantages Theater in Hollywood. And I think you can go as far out as Universal Universal Studios or North Hollywood Station. But the Los Angeles Public Transit has announced that they will be the first in the United States to purchase millimeter wave scanners to screen Metro riders for suspicious objects as they move through the stations. The way this works is kind of interesting. The technology will help detect weapon and explosive device security threats at the county's transit system. Now, the spokesperson for LA Metro tells the news media in Los Angeles that the system is going to cost $100,000 in each place. So each unit will cost about $100,000. They're portable, and it's similar to the devices installed in airports that would look for metal and non-metal objects, the metal detectors that you walk through. But unlike those scanners, they don't release any form of radiation. Instead, actually detect radiation that would be released by riders' bodies. They also don't require passengers to line up and pass through the system one by one. They can take in many people all at once. They can take people in as part of a crowd. They partnered the Metro in Los Angeles. The MTA partnered with the TSA to test various types of screening devices before they picked the ThruVision model. So what this looks like is the security guard or whoever's looking this over has a monitor in front of them, and it can monitor many people, multiples of people coming down the escalator and the stairs as they descend into the subway. And everybody, you can see people's bodies outlined in green. If there's something that looks suspicious, there's something that has red. And so those would be the people that would be detained to be checked over, have further questions.
So how many people are we hiring?
It's like thermal imaging, right?
It's exactly what it looks like.
How many people are we going
to
have?
That's very, we've seen that in movies.
Hired to look, all these, the TSA flatfoots that stand all around and talk to each other, and
well, then you get, then you're
work.
Into that problem.
Is that what we're gonna? Yeah, is that what we're gonna have at the subway station? People standing
I'm
around.
I'm for this because there needs to be some way to monitor people going into the subway. Right now in L.A., and I would imagine in New York, I don't know if it's any different. There's nothing. People can just walk willy nilly into the subway without going through any kind of metal detector. People are living down there.
Yes, let's celebrate America being great again, like when we had freedom to walk and go where we wanted to without
being... Well, this is why I like this. This is why I think this is actually good, because you can walk, you're freed up, you're not having to go through security checkpoints, you're not getting slowed down. They almost called them, they call them like they're passive scanners, basically, so that you don't have to be torn apart unless there's something that's questionable about what you're carrying.
But who's
and they're
standing
thinking about rolling this out
these?
At stadiums.
Are they standing
well, the same,
there?
The Metro Police,
they're
already there.
The people? Are they?
Well, that the Metro Police ride bikes around. They're the guys that are dressed in yellow.
Right. But, you know, the thing is, like, I think, what was it, 6 months ago, somebody walked into the Port Authority in New York and the pipe bomb went off, but he was an inept terrorist and the pipe bomb went off before it got anywhere close to his destination.
Right.
But that raised a lot of questions. People go in and out of the Port Authority and Grand Central Station and Penn Station. There's nothing, there's really no protection. There are police around, but they can't spot if somebody's carrying something in their backpack. They can stop and you know, they can randomly search your bags. But how effective is that, really? I think a system like this would make everybody feel more comfortable. And as long as it's not emitting radiation, like you said, Jen, then I think that this is a great solution. I just hope it works.
I don't hate it at all.
No,
and it's
not like
every individual is being scrutinized unless you're walking down the stairs just by yourself. But how often does that happen? When a train comes, it's usually kind of this flurry of people and activity, and they're just looking for red dots, basically.
Yeah.
All right, I think I'm going to move to another planet.
Well, how often, Doug, are you ever on a subway?
Well, when I go to, the subway in New York. I can't tell you the last time I was on the subway in New York.
So this won't affect your life.
You'll
be fine.
I want to return America to its greatness. I don't like having all of these. I don't like the reality that we have to live in. Actually, it's it. It's the reality.
That is reality.
I don't like it. I don't.
No one likes it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, and what if we just said, you know what, we're just going to wait till something happens to find a solution? Because what would happen if there's something, God forbid, in the subway in L.A. or in New York? Then we go, we should have been doing something different. At least they're looking for solutions.
Yeah. Okay. I think since 9/11, everyone has. Think about it this way: they didn't even lock the cockpit doors pre-9/11. Mm-hmm. No. You know, if you think about something so basic that maybe could have thwarted some of those attacks, you know, you have to be looking ahead. And I think we learned a lesson nationally with that. And I think it's great that they're coming up with
lots
new technology.
Of lessons that day. Wow.
Yeah.
And we're less than a month away from acknowledging that event once again. 45 past the hour here on the DJV show. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
Hey, guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and then in the morning I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual sleep position, and now I sleep longer and wake up feeling rejuvenated. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right, two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
The Geek Out.
Today, Samsung will fully reveal, finally, the Galaxy Note 9. And while the visible changes from the previous version will largely come in the form of new available colors, internally, the new processor, improved cameras, update to Bixby, and other upgrades are mostly to the guts. The screen will be slightly bigger, and the S Pen will receive upgrades and new functionality. And yes, we are told the headphone jack remains, and the fingerprint scanner will find a new location, but it will not, I repeat, not be behind the screen. Like many flagship devices these days, the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 will arrive right around the $1,000 mark and is due to be released on August the 24th.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh no, what have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on.
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief. Available in the store near you.
All right, so the fire in Northern California, known as the Car Fire, must be calming down, Jennifer, because our station in Redding, in that Chico area, is back to us. They, for the last couple of weeks, have been not doing regular programming because of the coverage of the wildfire. Imagine listening to the radio day in and day out and people just getting a fix on where the fire is. Can you imagine that? But apparently it's better because now we're back on the air there. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In the health department, this time at the hands of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here to continue his lifelong ambition of being the smartest guy in medicine by reviewing weekly all the journals that come out. There are lots and lots of them. So he synthesizes all the info and puts it together in 5 or 6 items that are important for us to understand because they implicate our health and well-being. So let's have, I always say this, I don't say always, but oftentimes Ken and I disagree. So I will, we're not picking a fight, it's just listening to two different points of view. So Ken has found in his research this week, according to one of the journals, that fluoride is crucial to prevent cavities, which may be true or justifiable, but what else does it do to your body? You're going to report on why it's good to have to prevent cavities, and then I'm going to tell you why it's not good for other stuff. How's that? Is that a fair bargain, Ken?
I knew you'd love this.
Oh, I absolutely love this one. Well, all right, go ahead.
Well, if your toothpaste is fluoride-free, brushing and flossing alone, Doug, are not enough to keep cavities away. This is according to a study published this week in the medical journal Gerontology. The fluoride is what helps you avoid cavities. It's not simply keeping the teeth cleaner. The plaque is inaccessible, and you cannot get to it. While oral hygiene may help a bit, it's the fluoride that makes the difference in getting to the plaque and preventing cavities. The American Dental Association recommends brushing twice a day with a fluoride-containing toothpaste, flossing once a day, eating a healthy diet, and yes, seeing a dentist on a regular basis.
Well, that's kind of common sense, isn't it? There's a lot of common sense. However, when you look at the fluoride in the water thing, I don't know whether it's better to have fluoride in the toothpaste. I guess I can almost understand, although I don't have fluoride. I don't use fluoride toothpaste.
Hopefully you'll spit it out.
Yeah, well,
the problem with fluoride toothpaste is when the kids like it and they swallow it.
Yeah, that's very unhealthy, very bad, very dangerous. But having it in the water is aimed at what? If you have fluoride toothpaste, then why do you need fluoride in the water?
Talk to your local state senator.
Well, I think that it's a public debate that here we are in the middle of a campaign. The congressional elections every 2 years, and stuff like this that's important to everybody never comes up. Do you ever remember hearing any politician either asked or responding to a question of what do we do about fluoride in the water?
Maybe
and what
20
are the
years
real,
ago.
What are the real facts about this? Okay, so if we have in the toothpaste and you spit it out, it's not going to harm you. I got it. And it may be good to prevent cavities. But then when you look at, for example, 97% of Western Europe rejects water fluoridation. No fluoride in the water. And this is England, Ireland, Poland, Serbia, Spain. There's a little water that is fluoridated there, but Japan doesn't allow it.
Do they have nice teeth?
Japanese people? Japanese people have crooked teeth and use the yellow teeth because they smoke so much. That may be a factor there, one way or another. I don't know that. Do you have an answer to that, or you just ask the question as an antagonist? What do you know about Japanese teeth?
Less than you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know much. So, but you know what did you do with your daughter when she was growing up? You had fluoride toothpaste. You got fluoride in the water down there in Florida, right?
We don't have a choice, but I taught her how to spit out the toothpaste, but use it.
Yeah. All right. So you can't spit the water out if you're drinking it, though.
No.
So that's the difference. So do we draw a line? Is the practical answer to this? You know, fluoride's okay in toothpaste because you got a choice to use it or not. You can spit it out, but in the water, you don't have a choice. That's where I think
we agree on this one.
Yeah, we do. All right, Dr. Ken, there is something else we agree on, losing weight, having correct body weight. Look at what Ken's done to his body in the past couple of years and what I consistently do, although actually Ken's better at this than I am because his weight doesn't fluctuate. It's gone down and he's keeping it where he wants it. Having lost, what, about 20 pounds over the last 2 or 3 years?
No, 43.
40 pounds?
Yes.
Wow. All right. So if you want to do that, Ken's exercise routine is what has gotten him there. If you're not a good exerciser, you probably want to reach for Calitrin. Healthy weight loss and Calitrin go together. Those two, the concept of healthy weight loss and Calitrin, put them together, lose the weight safely, naturally. Go to toploss.com, sign up for Calitrin, toploss.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.